silence speaks so well. Silence is so eloquent, much more eloquent than we could be. And as I sit here in silence, I feel, you know, what do we know that we can speak even? Really, what do we know? So sometimes, guided by a flow or an inspiration, one speaks. But otherwise, maybe we shouldn't. There's nothing that says we need to speak. We can communicate without speaking. And that's the beauty of the zikr, is that one is just calling God's names, Allah's names. So Allah is speaking, really. And otherwise it feels as though I'm talking about something. At least I feel that way tonight. And if you talk about something, that's not it, you know. So to feel the presence, this is very important. And sometimes to feel the presence, we need to be more quiet and listen. So that's why sometimes the dervish practice or even communal is called sama, listening. We are listening. We're listening for maybe for that small voice within, or this is how I think the beloved Isaiah heard it in one of his moments, but it can come in any form. We can listen to the breath, or we can feel our heart relax and expand, loosen its constrictions, and feel our body also relaxing and becoming soft. In fact, that's an image that's used in Quran, where it says their skins soften when the lovers think of their beloved or recite the names or hear of their beloved or hear words of Quran. Their skins soften, and we can feel that. That's part of that becoming receptive, because essentially we are to become receptive to God. So there's a lot of preparation, but if we never open ourselves all that preparation, we'll come to something, because the guides don't have us do things that are not fruitful. So eventually, but you know, they're beautiful. I think it's the beloved Jesus who says, speaks of waiting, keeping vigil, and the vigil doesn't have to be at night, it can be any time, waiting for the beloved to come. And if we're always occupied with other things, or if we think we know too much, if we're obsessed, if we're distracted, then we won't be there. We won't be in the inner chamber waiting for the beloved when the beloved comes, and we will miss that opportunity. So already the waiting itself is the presence that's already, just like it's said that the crying out Allah, the name Allah, is already the response. The story of the lover who cried out all night, Allah, 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 and never felt that they got an answer from God, and then it was revealed to them, and so they became despondent and were tempted to think that it was all in vain. And then they received a revelation that every time they cried out, Allah, Allah said, I am here, my servant, I am here, I am here, I am here. Nothing goes unanswered, no call, no prayer, no effort is not responded to, is not answered. And no request is made that is not answered. No prayer, no petition. So and if we become receptive, then we realize that in that receptivity, the presence is already there, the divine presence is already there. For the divine presence is always there. It is simply really for us to open to it and to recognize it in its different appearances, different faces, different tastes. So this is a very important dervish practice. Sometimes it's called muraqabah also. It's like a focusing and a sitting, simply sitting and feeling the presence of the friend or waiting for the friend, however we feel to express it. Longing for the friend, or so we'll sit a moment just to taste that state of sitting and waiting for the friend. And feeling our pores open and our minds becoming borderless and fluid. Our spirit clear and just waiting. And letting the friend speak. Munajat. And then we speak, and the friend speaks. These are the conversations with God from in the inner chamber of the heart. And we tell God of our longing. God answers. And then we can begin to thank God for the different experiences, all the different parts of our life. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was always listening to God, always listening for his presence, his voice, as all the prophets were, all the messengers. And then when they were called in a special way, they would say, Labaik, I am here, O Lord, I am here. It's good for us to say this too, not just at the Hajj time, but daily, Labaik, I have come, I am here, your servant. Faulty servant that I am, but I love you and I am here. Help me. And raise up my companions and all those on earth. Increase your mercy upon us. I'll read this one, because this is a lovely one right now. Peace be with you forever. Allah Most High will proclaim to the people of paradise as they enter paradise. So let us consider that as a state of the heart. So as we enter that state of the heart, this is what we hear. My peace is upon you, O beloved servants. Welcome to my divine ease. May you be filled with my divine life. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you forever. So we can hear that whenever we enter the paradise of our heart. How beautiful.